Hello, my name is Shawanda Jackson. I'm 28 years old. Today is Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. I'm located in Baltimore, Maryland. My conversation partner is Kendall Jameson. My relationship to Kendall is a coworker and friend.
My name is Kendall Jameson. I am 31 years old. Today is May 4th, 2021. I am located in Baltimore, Maryland. The name of my conversation partner is Shawanda Jackson. Shawanda and I are both co-workers and friends.
So, Kendall, we've been in Thread for a while now. We kind of lived the saying, started from the bottom, now we're here. Because I feel like we've been through all the ups and downs.
It's been a journey.
It has. Yes, it has. So when I started in Thread, I know I came in a year after you, but when I started in Thread, I feel like I was in a very tight spot, right? Like I was wilding out in school. I kind of wasn't succeeding. My teachers were noticing. The principal, who was Mr. Charles at the time, he was noticing, and it was just a lot of environmental factors that were going on in my life that really made it hard to kind of like make school the priority. And I just feel like Thread was kind of like that grounding force, you know, that support system, kind of like that backbone, like somebody that you can lean on, someone who kind of understands what you're going through and doesn't see you as less than. Rather sees me as, okay, a work in progress, right? Rather than just completely done. So that's kind of how Thread made me feel. So how do you feel like, where do you feel like Thread met you at? And like, where do you, like, how was that interaction?
So I guess, I guess my response to you is, I guess your question, if you remember when you first joined Thread, like when you were first introduced to Thread. So yeah, like you, at the time it was just something new and something different. And, you know, every time I talk about my time in Thread, my journey in Thread, it's changes. Cause I'm constantly looking back on it, but I was at a point in my life early on when I first got into high school where I had a lot of different directions I could choose to go in. And, luckily, I chose Thread. It just seemed interesting and it seemed different from what everyone else was doing. And, you know, I always like to say that even when I joined, I think you would agree, it took us some time to fully buy in. So for the first couple years, it was like fun.
It was fun.
You know, and can you recall, like, just all the volunteers that we had?
Oh my goodness. So I don't recall all of the volunteers that I had. However, there are a few that I feel have stuck with me throughout my lifetime. Like Michael, that's my sis. Like me and her are locked in. We have matching tattoos and everything. Like we're locked in. Shiji, her cool. She follows me on Facebook. We check up on each other. Megan is one who kind of, me and her check up on each other. Sarah, I don't know if you remember Sarah, but she was really short, like really little. She followed me on Facebook. She recently had some kids. Like we talk about our children, things like that. So I feel like some of my volunteers, I don't remember because it was like, okay, they might've came and volunteered for a little while and they're gone. But there are quite a few that I feel like we've kind of grown together, right? Like we're in different places and spaces in our life. And it's like, it's so weird sometimes seeing my old volunteers on Facebook. I'm like, hey, remember me? Or like they'll pop up and I'm like, hey. So that's always kind of cool. Are you still in contact with any of your volunteers?
So I'm in contact with volunteers that were in my immediate family. Julia and Kendra specifically. I still talk to them. But thinking back to the early years in Thread, right, I don't remember a lot of the volunteers, but I remember we had a volunteer for everything. Anything you could think of you needed help with. I always think back to senior year and like writing college applications and sitting in the library and, oh my goodness, you know, or junior year doing volunteer activities. Or, you know, another highlight early on in Thread was Quad.
Oh yeah, definitely Quad.
Quad always stands out to me. And again, just, it seemed like at the time, hundreds of volunteers, you know, and they all support us. They were all there. And again, that's what drew me in personally. I don't know about you, but all those excitement, like, you know, from the first year we joined, just that first 3 years in Thread, all the volunteering, all the different volunteers, all the different activities, going camping for the first
time. I was about to say, camping was my favorite activity. Even though camping was crazy and there was always something going wrong, it was still like so fun. It was fun because it was just fun to see like the different interactions, like how people interacted when we were all placed in like a different atmosphere, like outside of school, outside of like John Hopkins, things like that, like seeing how people interact, like that, skating, especially ice skating. Oh my goodness, seeing people falling all over the place. First of all, that's my first time ever going ice skating. I felt like my ankles were gonna break most of the time. So just like having those, like you said, having those different experiences, having those different interactions, just meeting other people, like not to be frank, but like we live in Baltimore City, right? Like most of the time we're just around the same type of people, you know, like we don't really get to branch out too much. And I feel like Thread was that branch. Thread was like that branch out. You got introduced to different experiences, different people from different walks of life. And it really kind of lives up to the crossing lines of difference. Like you, when you enter Thread, you're immediately crossing lines of difference. Number one, because you're interacting, right, with different people. Number two, you're having these different experiences, which are experiences that you probably would never have outside of Thread. I mean, I feel like me and you share that, right? Like we share that if we weren't in Thread, we might not have had some of these experiences or in the same way or experienced it the same way. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Again, like camping for the first time. I have a good one for you. Can you remember the first time you saw Sarah ice skate?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Oh, and she twirled.
I was like, okay. She's trying to show us up. Okay. She's trying to show us up.
Like, oh my goodness, she can ice skate too. Like, but yeah, going out there.
That was like Wonder Woman or something.
Even like, and I can just, again, in those early years, for myself, I don't know about you, Shawanda, but just fighting back, pushing back. And I always think now how I didn't go to that first camping trip. You know, we go a couple times a year. I didn't go in the summer the first time. And everybody came back talking about how much fun they had. And I'm like, you know, I'm still like, I don't want to go camping. Like, I don't want to be outside. And I finally went. And I was just hooked. From pizza to camping to ice skating, I was hooked.
Not pizza, camping, and ice cream. I was hooked. I don't know. I feel like I share in that sentiment, right? But it's like also thinking about Thread, I'm like, I don't know if I'd have graduated if I wasn't in Thread, because it was just like when you have people around you who are like naysayers or negative, I feel like looking back, it can really bring your energy down, right? Like now we're older, we're grown, and you just look back and you're like, there were so many people, and it, like we're ninth graders who didn't believe in us. And just having people rally around us and like see us for who we were, right? Not what people were saying about us, but actually seeing us for who we were, I feel like was so necessary. Like I look back on that and I'm like, this is so necessary, right? It's like now that's what I try to embed into my own children, right? Like that same spirit, that Thread kind of embedded in me, like you're worth it, whether the world is saying something else, like you are, right? Like you're so important and you can do anything. And I just feel like that was like the ground, like I said before, that's the grounding force that really made me be like, I want to graduate. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to do the next thing. Like I want to look forward to these next things. And then like you said, also being celebrated at like Quad, getting assigned your word, like all of those type of things really rev you up and kind of get you like on a good track for the future. That's how I feel.
Absolutely. And to add on to that, I was always amazed at the new things we were introduced to being in Thread. Shawanda, you and I, we actually grew up probably like two blocks from one another. And again, I just remember everything new we were introduced to. Hanging out with Sarah and Ryan and going to different places, seeing different things, and getting us out of our environments at the time seemed like the biggest thing in the world. That's what kept me around.
Do you remember the sleepovers at Sarah's house? We used to get like fussed out all the time. I don't know how we didn't bitch you the sleepovers. The sleepovers were epic. Like, sleepovers were epic. I know that, like, Sarah and Ryan, like I said, that's how they didn't have any kids. They probably were like, going crazy. Like, they had all the kids in your house making all that noise, like, wanting to eat everything. Like, oh my goodness. That was like, I just thought about it. I'm like, Sarah's house used to be like the party house.
Lit.
Like, you could literally stay at Sarah's house. Like, that's lit. The crazy part. Yes, big lit.
Right. That wasn't even a word back then.
Whatever we called it back then, that's what it was. It was just so fun.
I remember one camping trip. Actually, that first camping trip I went on, we had like a talent show. And we all had to put blindfolds on, and we came out and we performed a song.
Oh my goodness!
But after you went, everybody else would sit there and watch you jump around with the blindfold on.
No, I just remember like my best camping memory was the axe. Like that had like top tier. Like, one of the kids got an axe. They were, like, wielding it around. Everyone is, like total shock. Like, oh, my goodness, this kid has an axe. Like, somebody get this kid. Like, that is, like, the craziest moment in camping. And then also the spiders. Like, the tents had so many spiders. The outdoor tent. I don't know if you ever stayed in the outdoor tents. Oh, my goodness, there were so many spiders. And then it's, like, the volunteers were so content. Like, they were so, like, oh, spider. Meanwhile, we're all freaking out. Like, come on, we're going to sleep outside. Like, that's any better. But I remember all those spiders, like they were literally looking at me at the top of the tent. Like it was hilarious to watch people running out of the tents. Like you gotta think about, we were sleeping with flashlights, trying to watch spiders, just doing the most just nonsense, just doing anything. Like, and I feel like, I think the second camping trip is where I got introduced to my volunteer, Michael, the one I told you we had mansion tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, looking at her and like me and her relationship development, it kind of like, it's kind of weird to even say like, hey, I met this person in Thread, right? Because it just feels like I've known her forever at this point. Like it's been like, what, seven, eight years or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, and you got to think back to like, you're saying like Julia and stuff like that. Like how long has Julia been in your life?
Oh, a good while, over 15 years now.
Right, like that seems, I feel like they're like family now. Like I consider like Michael like family. She's came to my baby showers. Like I said, we have mansion tattoos. Like, I call her my sister. Like, she's not even in my phone. It's like, Michael, she's like my sis. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the relationship that we have. And I feel like we've kept in contact. Like, as she's made different life changes. Like, now she's in Kentucky. She's a doctor. Like, she called me when she was about to go to our ceremony. So I just feel like when we think about, like, volunteers and then, like, students now, it's just like I'm hoping that they are having the same experiences that we had. And that, like, years from now, they'll look back and be in those close, you know, close, tight-knit relationships with their volunteers. You know, like, I want them to be able to look back and be like, damn, like, I've known this person for years. Like, this is my family at this point. And it all, look, started here, and here's where we are.
So, do you recall, maybe not any volunteer specifically, but a time when volunteers were impactful? Like when we talk about volunteers, you know, we mostly mention them in a school sense, but a lot of my volunteers were instrumental in my life post high school, in those later years around 17 18 19 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, again, something that just kept me drawing the thread was the support. At that time, at that time I felt like I was trying to find my way, but to have people who were older than us a lot of times grad students, but to give us that direction, to give us that encouragement. To me, I always say, you know, being in Thread and being around all of those college students early on and having access to Hopkins campus early on made me personally, like, I knew in my mind, like, I can do it, you know, like, I can do this.
I don't know. I feel like, let me say this. My volunteers back in the day were hardcore. Like, they were down. Let me say something. They were a TTG trained to go. They were like, listen, what you want to do? I remember I wanted to be like a phlebotomist. They helped me get my phlebotomy certification. Then I wanted to be a teacher. So they helped me get my 90-hour teaching certificate. So I feel like post-high school, my volunteers were down. Like, they were like, whatever you want to do, we're trying to support you. We're trying to help you achieve your dreams. Like I said, like, my phlebotomy certification was paid for by Thread. It was intensive mentoring program then. But then, like I said, my 90 hours, one of my volunteers helped me get signed up for the class, helped me study for my certification exam. So I feel like even outside of high school, looking back, they were definitely still impactful, right? Like, they still wanted to be in the weeds. They still wanted to know what was going on. And they still wanted to help me advance, which I feel like is kind of fundamental, right? Like, that's the fundamental structure of Thread. Like, okay, how can we help you advance? And even in a sense of that it's not just high school. Like, once you graduate, it's not like Thread's like, okay,
never give up.
Graduation, congrats, right? It's like, let's take this a little bit further, right? Like, let's look and see how we can help you advance into adulthood, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives me the ideology of, like, you know, they say, like, some parents will put you out at 18, right? It's like, Thread is not one of those parents. Thread is a parent that's like, if you need to come borrow some sugar and some toilet paper at 26 or, you know, like 25, come on, we got you. Like, we still got you, right? Like, they're still in the weeds. And that's what I really loved about Thread, was that even once I got, like, older, and even now, like, I'm still finding myself being supported. But that's essentially how I felt, is that, like, they didn't just say, okay, you graduated, now what? It was more like, okay, you graduated. What's your next thing? Like, what is your path? What do you want to do? And then they found ways to support me in doing those things. And I changed up often. Like, I want to do everything, right? So they were definitely there to kind of, like, support me and things like that. And I feel like that's honestly why I wanted to work with Thread, like, work for Thread. Is because I had seen it from so many different lenses, right? So, like, from the student lens, the alumni lens. And it was like, this is a place that I love. These are people that I know and love. So why not become a part of the staff team? Like, how did you, like, when in your mind did you transition to, like, I want to work for Thread?
The same way, similarly. Just a feeling, wanting to reciprocate a feeling. And all of those experiences that I talk about, all the memories I had that make me happy. One, I wanted other youth and students to experience it. I wanted other people to experience it. And I always, you know, at one time, it's always surreal having these conversations, because being in it, you know, as we progressed on in time, if you know, we didn't look at it like that. So at one time I would say to myself, if I ever had the opportunity, I want to work for Thread. You know, at a certain time, we only had like 6 employees. So it was just like, if I ever got the opportunity to work there, like, of course I would. I would love to. And the opportunity came. It goes back to what you said. You just hit it on the head, actually. And about our volunteers, but never give up. We can't have this conversation if we don't talk about never give up. And that means so many things to us. And early on with our volunteers, they were hardcore. They were trained to go. a lot of different arguments, you know, a lot of fussing and fighting and pulling, you know, dragging us to school and class and stuff like that.
I feel like that's what makes us family, right? Like, you can't use the word family without some fussing or fighting. Like, that don't even sound right. Like, listen, all of them start with F, right? Family, fuss, fight. I feel like you can't, like, you hit on something, right? Like, we used to fuss so bad. Like, we did not want to go to school because we were so rebellious. Like, we did not want to go to school. And our volunteers, like, I remember volunteers picking me up for school, you know, coming into the school building with me, you know, like, walking me to class, things like that. And looking back on it, you just kind of laugh, like, man, I was giving them people a fit. But now it's like, it was so necessary, right? Right. Like, you look back at where you are and you're like, if they hadn't took me to class that day, I probably would have failed. And I probably wouldn't even be here. And then, like you said, like working on a staff team, it's like in the same way. It's like, even though I don't work directly with students, it's still like even that back office impact that I'm able to make is helpful for me, right? Because it's like, at least I'm giving back to the community that gave back to me in a sense. Like, at least I'm helping. Even though I'm back office, I'm still helping, right? I'm still a part of the movement. I'm still a part of the vision, right? And absolutely, all those things I feel like ground me when I think about my staff role versus like my student versus alumni role. And then it's like, when I actually started on staff, Leah was one of my previous volunteers. I mean, you know that. Mm-hmm. But she was actually the person who reached out to me and said, hey, we have this staff role opening up. Think you'll be a great fit. You should apply. And I was teaching at that time, and I honestly was frustrated with teaching. So it kind of happened seamlessly. But it kind of felt euphoric, you know, to come back to Thread, to work there, to work alongside Leah, right? Like, Leah's my girl. That's my best friend. She's the godmother of my children. And so, again, from coming from that volunteer role to now being a part of my family, it's like, of course, it was amazing to work alongside her, to see her more often. Because, you know, when you get older, sometimes you lose that close contact, right? Like, you're not as close as you used to be. So I feel like it's in the staff role, that has also been refreshing. Like, to be able to see you and Devin and Maurice and Terrence when they were working with us, it was kind of refreshing, right? It was like the gang's all here. Like, we were back together or whatever the case may be. No, seriously. And then it's like, I know that like you and Devin and Maurice and you guys are close. Mm-hmm. So working alongside them, how did that make you feel?
Amazing. I continue to use the word surreal. And my story is similar to yours in how I joined staff. So Maurice and Devin, and actually Terrence at the time, were already on staff, and I wasn't, of course, but I was applying. I was looking for different jobs at the time. I was actually working in like sales at the time, so I really was tired of my job. But it's actually ironic. Maurice gave me the call and he told me that Thread was hiring, and of course I said I was interested. But Maurice was also the person, he was also the reason I joined Thread. Me being friends with him and him getting into the program a tad bit before me, but making me interested in it. And outside of my volunteers, my relationships with the other people in Thread are what kept me in it. We actually kind of became a family, and you know, like a team. You know, I can remember, it's not often mentioned early, but for a little while in school, you know, we were like the Thread kids, and like, you know, we stuck with it and we believed in it. And now, like, when we see kids from high school that asking us about Thread and how they wish they could have been in it, you remember those?
Yes. Oh my goodness, I remember people were so jealous. They were like, how are you guys a part of Thread? Like, how do I get into Thread? How do I get free pizza? It was really the pizza. It wasn't even the Thread. It was the pizza. They were like, how do I get free pizza? Like, I want to be a part of this. Not even understanding, like, what it was. But people saw us. They saw the support that we had. And, of course, they saw the pizza. And they wanted to be down. Like, I felt like we were, like, on some real gang type of stuff. Like, oh, you know, like, we want to be a part of Thread. Like, even though it wasn't Thread then. But still, everybody wanted to be a part of it because they saw, like, the volunteers, even though they made fun of us sometimes, like, oh, y'all got people coming to check up on y'all outside the door of the classroom and things like that. But everybody wanted to know, like, what was going on, mm-hmm. right? Like, everybody wanted in a sense, like, what's going on? How do I be a part of this? And things like that. I feel like with me and you, though, it's crazy because in high school, like, we never really interacted, right? Mm-hmm. Grad, we got closer, but I feel like we didn't get as close as we are now until the staff team. Mm-hmm. Like, once we got on staff, I feel like we really became like friends, right?
So I mentioned that earlier, right? That's because I think the first cohort and the second cohort, you know, we kind of had a grudge against one another until about 4 years ago. We put it all behind us. But y'all were like, we were like, you know, the older kids, and then we had that second cohort. It was kind of like a rivalry there. We had basketball games and football games over the years. So we definitely wanted to stay only cohort for a while.
I just feel like you guys felt like the founding fathers. Like, y'all, like, we were the first.
Right.
But the second is better. Like, no doubt. The second is better. Which we are. We still are. But I'm going to let you have it on this conversation.
No, but for sure, we definitely grew closer. We grew closer when we joined staff, and joining staff and being a part of Thread as an alum, like you said, are two totally different things. And we face different battles on a daily as a staff team. But I mean, again, I'm having that same feeling. Like, I'm proud to be on staff with you, still fighting for what we're fighting for and pushing for what we're pushing for. It felt especially, you know, just with the people that were there first, with Sarah being in office every day, that's another surreal feeling. Like, and if I'm honest, you know, we like, me personally, when working in office with Sarah, I always have to like catch myself, draw that line between personal and, you know, personal and working together. Because even when I see you, or when we saw Terrence, it's like you automatically start laughing and remember this, and guess what? Then we got to remember, like, oh, people are working over there. So.
Mm-hmm. You can't cut up all the time. But no, it is kind of, the funniest part about it is like you said with Sarah, right? Like, it's like you want to like run up and be like, hey, like you want to go and speak like, hey, Sarah. But you're like, Sarah's busy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, but then it's like when you get into the meetings with Sarah, or like when Sarah speaks and stuff, you're like, nope, that's the same old Sarah. Like, you know, it's like, it's crazy because, like I said, as you grow older, you kind of lose contact, right? And then it's like being on the staff team, it kind of brings us back and kind of rallies us all together again. And then seeing that the same principles that are being kind of applied in like the student volunteer relationship are also being applied in like the staff relationships as well. You know, like we still show up for each other even as staff, right? Like, like think about it. I've had you come to my house and install curtains, a TV, right? Like we still show up for each other in different capacities. I've had Devin drive me to the airport. So it's
And I get desserts on Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you like to like my food on Thanksgiving, definitely. But I just feel like the staff team has brought us closer, right? And then it's just reflective of our thread journey, honestly. Like, you know, I feel like in Thread we grow. Like you said, we fuss, we fight, but we're still family at the end of the day. And we still act accordingly as a family, right? Like, we have disagreements, but the bond is still that we're still family. And if I need you, if you need me, even as a staff member, like I said, I've heard many stories, you know, of staff members about how we all support each other, and it's uplifting because it's like, okay, so this isn't just something that's volunteer or student specific, it's community specific. Like, our full community is our family, and we look out for each other, we look out for one another. And I just feel like working alongside you and me and you, actually, when I moved out of the operations role that I was in, I feel like that's when me and you were the closest together. Right. And I feel like that also contributed to us kind of getting closer, because like we shared kind of some of the same frustrations. We kind of did a lot of problem solving. And I feel like those conversations kind of put us a little bit deeper together.
I agree. I agree with you. And to add to what you said, first you talked about just working on staff earlier, and I was going to transition into us working in the same roles. But working in this role, a lot, we get to handle incoming communications. And just as a staff member, my how time flies, but you get so many just different reminders and heartwarming moments. So we'll receive like emails from our former volunteers, and they'll either be telling us how they, you know, they left Thread and moved for a couple years, but now they're back in Baltimore and they want to join again, or just to reach out. I mean, our volunteers were so helpful to see how we're doing, to check on a kid that they hadn't talked to in a while, but they've been thinking about them. And also working on, I know you said you don't get to work with students as much, but I got to work in a student enrollment capacity for a few years. And that was just, again, one of my favorite times on staff, because looking at all of our different students, seeing different characteristics of myself and them. And I'm not sure if you remember the infamous story of the kid running from me at Digital Harbor, but that was an eye-opening moment for me. I was trying to enroll the kid at Digital Harbor and he took off down the hallway. And I actually chased him and couldn't catch him.
But listen, that's like so Thread, right? Like, think about how many times we ran off our volunteers. Think about, do you remember when Sarah used to park her little gold car outside of the side door? Because we used to always sneak out.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, I don't know how many times I got caught sneaking out of that side door trying to go get some lunch outside of the school building. And Sarah would be sitting right in her car on her laptop. And I would just go ahead and close the door and go back.
The number one memory is Sarah chasing people.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I said. Like, I don't know how they did it when it was just like when it was so small, because I just think back to like all the stuff that we used to do and be like, we were stressing these people out, but it never showed. Never, you know, like spoke down to us about the stuff that we were doing. They just kind of like encouraged us. And they really wanted us to be invested, like, in the program. And so that's why I say, like, my biggest hopes and dreams for Thread is that students are experiencing what I experienced, right? Like, that one day they'll sit here and they'll speak about Thread and share the same laughs, memories, tears that we've had, right? Like, we're, like, OG now. We're old now, but it's just hopeful that they're sharing the same experiences, and that, you know, maybe one day they'll be on staff, you know, like they'll be on staff, they'll be taking over our positions. And I don't know, I just feel like it all comes full circle for me. It's just like, it's honestly a full circle type of feeling, like to start as a student, transition to an alum, then moving on to the staff team, like you said, being reunited with people who are so important in my life, but because life happens, right, we get disconnected, and then just coming back and being able to see, you know, these people every day, or, you know, when we're in the office together, sharing those memories, like the Fun Friday memories, and stuff like that, is really, really helpful, and it's necessary, right? Like, I feel like it's necessary when you think about, like you say, family and building community. It's necessary that you share those experiences and those moments. And even between me and you, like how we've grown and how our friendship has kind of flourished, it's like necessary, right? Because I don't think that we would be here if it wasn't for the staff team, right? Like, not saying that we would be on any, you know, like beefing or something like that, but we wouldn't be as close-knit. And it's like, okay, I know Kendall's one call away if my TV needs to be mounted or if my air conditioner needs to be put in my window, you know? Like, knowing that you're one call away now because we've developed a friendship that has stemmed from being on the staff team together. So it's really like that full circle type of feeling.
I agree. Once again, 100% with everything you said. Just to add on to it, to what you said, I hope that in the future, our students just appreciate the journey, but not only our students, the world. As of today, I'm happy to be a part of something that's bigger than me and fight for something that's, you know, could potentially change the world. And, you know, I just hope our staff continue to embody and push our core competencies, because, you know, I wholeheartedly believe they align with our morals. So I love the fight that we fight. I love what we talk through and work through every day at work. And I just encourage people to join it, buy into it, because I wholeheartedly believe that we're making a difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're like walking testimonies, right? Like, we're walking testaments of Thread's work, right? Like, I don't think I would have been nowhere near where I am now, like, about to complete a master's degree. Like, what? I didn't even want to go to class. So it's like, about to complete a master's degree, like, you know, graduated a 4.0 student. I'm like, I was about to fail out of high school. Like, I don't even think I would be here. And even in the staff work that I'm doing, like, I didn't even think I would be here. So it's kind of like you said, the word surreal really embodies it, right? Like, this is surreal. And just hoping, like I said, for, like you said, just the expansion, like, mm-hmm. one day I hope to look back and see Thread, you know, worldwide, like, making an impact, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, our city, Baltimore needs this. Like, we look all around at all the crime and the craziness, and it's like, Baltimore needs someone believing in our youth, right? Like, we need people who believe in our youth capabilities and who sees them beyond just their environment, right? Like, sometimes people get stuck in where we are instead of where we could be. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people just need someone to believe in them. I know when I was going through what I was going through, I just needed somebody to believe in me, right? Like, somebody to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's what Thread was. And I believe that that's what Thread is for everyone, is that it's like, we want to be there. Help us understand how. Right, and then go forth and take over the world. Like, that's kind of like the attitude. Like, we're gonna help you, but we ultimately believe that you can do anything you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the attitude that I come into work with every day. Is like, even when stuff gets hectic, it's like, this is bigger than me, mm-hmm. bigger than me, and it's bigger than my feelings. You know, like, I have people who ask questions like, oh, why Thread, things like that, and I'm like, why not Thread? Like, Thread is a part of my family, right? Like, they are my family. Like, you're my family, Sarah, all of us. So it's so important, it's so necessary, and I just hope that, like you said, one day we look back and we see Thread worldwide, we see how many people are giving testimonies about how Thread has impacted their life, and again, we're sharing our story to help people, you know, say, hey, look, Thread was amazing. My time in Thread was amazing. And I hope that it's the same experience for you.
Agreed. Couldn't say it any better.
Wow. Yeah.